Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. Russell Brown is here. He's hanging around with us, too. Russell's an original member of our Brain Trust. Heck, he's almost an original member of the show. Let me see. He's got an anniversary coming up here pretty soon. Let me check this out here just for a second. Next month. He's got a six-year anniversary. Russell Brown, welcome back.
Well, I'm glad to be back, and I can't believe it's been 6 years, Jeff.
Next month, when you join us next month to continue our series, we will celebrate our sixth anniversary together.
You promise to have cake?
I'm promised to have cake. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
But, you know, Russell, you know, and I'll send flowers, too. See, and it's our anniversary and all, Russell.
Yeah.
And see, I can't believe you forgot our anniversary. I'm disappointed, Russell.
Well,
you break my heart.
You're in the same company with my wife. So. That's good company.
Russell, where are we in our series? I know where we were. We're going to talk about franchises, buying franchises, huh?
Right, yeah. We've been through the 15 strategic laws of the business buying and selling jungle. We just got through number seven and number eight. And the seven, if you remember, was that if a seller really wants to sell, you probably shouldn't buy. And then eight was old sellers are the best sellers. Mm-hmm. And we talked about the reasons for all of that. And then there is, in my book, there's a good segue here to start talking about buying existing franchises. Because the book focuses on existing businesses.
This is a strategies book.
That's right. And a franchise, an existing franchise, is, of course, an existing business. And you treat that exactly like you would purchasing any other business or selling any other business, except there are some other things that you really should be thinking about, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, franchises are really cool ways to get a jump start in business, but there are some things that are required that you have to do to get a franchise, which you're going to tell us about in just a little bit. But the other thing is that we're going to be peppering into our conversation, ladies and gentlemen, this during this visit with Russell, that I want you to be listening for, and that is the part about a franchise not being for everybody. See, Russell, I don't think I would have been a good franchise owner. And I recognize, I had a chance to buy a franchise, a consulting franchise once, years ago. And I was smart enough at that point. I haven't always been smart in my life with the decisions I've made, but I was smart enough at that point to realize that I thought I could do it better than they could, but at least differently than they were going to do it. And I knew they wanted me to follow by the letters, by the numbers, as we used to say in the Army. And I didn't think I was going to be able to do that, and so I didn't buy the franchise.
Right, and that's a very important point. And before you buy any business, you should do a personal inventory of what it is you like to do, can do, what your skills and capabilities are, among other things, to make sure that you have a good match between yourself and the business you're considering buying. Mm-hmm. And that's especially true, as you're pointing out, about buying a franchise, whether it's buying a new franchise or an existing franchise.
Well, you and I both know... I'm sorry, go ahead, Russ.
I was just going to say, the main reason for that is you're not completely autonomous. You're not completely independent when you own a franchise. There is a contract that you enter into, and even if you buy an existing franchise, in the previous owner's contract, there'll be words to the effect that if he or she sells that franchise, then the purchaser has to enter into a similar contract with the franchise operation, or else you can't sell your franchise.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so those are things that you've got to understand about franchise ownership. Somebody, It isn't completely independent. It's not as like a job. Obviously, mm-hmm. you are a business owner, and you have a freedom to make lots of decisions.
You get to build equity.
Mm-hmm.
You get to build
Absolutely.
Equity, and you got a chance to maybe to make a nice little income. And probably, I'm gonna go out on the limb here, Russell, and say probably most franchise operators earn more annual income, W-2 income, than probably the average small business does. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I can't do either way, Jim. I don't know the answer to that.
That's just my instincts on that. We're going to come back and talk some more about franchising. One of the things I want Russell to talk to us about when we come back is how do we find the right franchise? Where do we go to look for them? And then how do we determine that what we found is right for us? Stay with us. 20 till. You thought they were all kidding you. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around. Russell Brown is our guest. He's our good friend and longtime member of our Brain Trust. Russell is the author of Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business, which won a Kiplinger Award. And he's now re-released it with some updated information, and I certainly recommend it to you. Also, he has another book called Preparing Your Business for Sale, and all these are available at his website, which he's going to give us in a second. But also, Russell, before you, as you're giving us the website, remind us about your BizPricer, because this is a really cool piece of capability, folks, that I really think could mean the difference between you being successful or unsuccessful when you're buying or selling a business. Go ahead, Russ.
Well, thank you very much on that plug, Jim. It's called the BizPricer Business Valuation Software. What I did is I took my years of experience as a business appraiser and put it into a process, a software process that anybody can use. I made it very simple. It's for buyers, it's for sellers, and whether or not you're even thinking about selling your business, you ought to know what it's worth. You know, at some point, every few years, you ought to be able to sit down, take inventory, and figure out what is my business worth. And that can give you insight into how to operate your business in the future to increase its value. Anyway, this software, I sell it for $99.95 on a CD-ROM, or you can download it immediately, have it immediately on your desktop for $79.95. And it is so easy to use. You don't need to have a MBA or any of those kinds of things. Even the mathematically challenged can
even
use
I can
stuff.
Use it, right, Russ?
That means that even Jim Blasingame
yeah,
could use
even
this
I can
program.
Use it. Well, folks, you know what's it? My attitude is: what's it worth to have something like this available to you? I mean, I can promise you, I used to be in my consulting days. You know, I would have used something like this to help people with their businesses. And so, anyway, I encourage you to check it out. It's worth the effort and the money. Russell, give us the website again, please.
Businessbookpress.com.
Check that out, and can they? You've got a way for them to read about it and to learn more about this before they buy.
Oh, there's examples and all kinds of information. And by the way, lots of free articles there. I don't care if you buy anything. If you want to just come get some information, you got some specific information, come on, take a look at the articles. I bet you it's there. Yeah. And then perhaps you'll come back someday when you do need the software or one of the books.
We appreciate that attitude, Russ. Russ, let's talk about franchising now. Let's get back into that. Somebody's out there, and not somebody, millions of people probably are out there saying, you know what, I'm out of work. I don't want to go back to work for somebody else. I'm tired of being downsized. I don't want to get on this roller coaster again. I want to start my own business. And a lot of them are saying, and you know, Russell, the evidence is in on that. Unemployment is down, but hiring, but we haven't increased the jobs as much as unemployment is down. So what that means is what the experts are saying is people have quit looking for jobs. Well, they don't know. A lot of people don't know what those guys are doing who quit looking for jobs. I know what they're doing. They're starting their own businesses, and many of them are looking for franchises. So how do we help them, those guys, look for and find a franchise?
Well, there's lots of sources. Of course, with today's access to the Internet, I mean, you just put in go and Google it, put in franchise in the search engine, and you're going to see a ton of information on different types of franchises that are available. And you'll also find some very good sites that list quantities of, you know, many, many mm-hmm. different franchises rather than specific ones.
But you can probably go in there and say, you know, carpet cleaning franchise or
right,
fast food franchise.
Exactly.
You could put that in there into your search and find and get it a lot more selective there with it, where it's focused on what you're thinking about.
Right. And if you're not internet comfortable, then there's a magazine called Franchise Times that's published nationally, and that provides all kinds of good articles and information about the franchise, various franchises, and the franchise industry.
You know, Russell, the thing is, I have a lot of people email me and say, I want to go into business. What should I do? I mean, they are actually asking me what I think they ought to be doing, which is ridiculous. That's like asking me who they should marry. You know, that's not going to
mm-hmm.
happen. And the thing is, but I will say that if you must shop for a business to go into, the franchise and the industry is as close as you can get to pulling that off successfully. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. The franchises are, they hold, the franchisor, in other words, the corporate, the company that owns the overall franchise mm-hmm. name, it will hold your hand every step of the way. They'll help you understand what it is to run a business, how to get into business. They'll have models and guidelines on how to advertise, how to hire people, how to find a location, how to get financing. All of the things that some people just have difficulty getting their arms around. And you had mentioned something earlier about franchise owners making good money and mm-hmm. and comparing that to other independent private businesses. And I still don't know. I don't know the answer to that, how to compare that. But I will tell you that franchises do have a very high success rate. Once you're accepted by the franchisor and you have met the financial qualifications and of course all the other important things that go into setting up a new franchise, like location, where it's going to be, and those kinds of things. After a few years of, you know, like any business, it takes some time to get going, but many franchises become very, very profitable and have great longevity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the McDonald's franchise owners, for example,
multi-millionaires,
make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Well, and the thing about it is that from a longevity standpoint, from the selling standpoint, a franchise is probably easier to sell than a regular small business. When we come back, we're going to find out if a franchise is right for you. Tintel, stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend, Russell Brown, president of Business Book Press, the author of Preparing Your Business for Sale and Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. And don't forget the Biz Pricer and all that you can find, plus a lot of free stuff, a lot of good information that Russell provides at businessbookpress.com. Russell is just an outstanding resource. Ladies and gentlemen, I certainly encourage you to take advantage of whatever he offers, whether it be the free stuff or the stuff he asks you to pay for, with regard to buying and selling your business. And as you can tell also, whenever we visit with Russell, just listening to Russell will help you be a better business manager. And that's what we like about Russell, in addition to the fact that he's a pretty cool guy. Russell, let's talk for a minute about who doesn't need to be a franchisee. A franchisee is the one who buys the franchise and becomes the operator in their hometown or wherever. And if you can't follow other people's instructions, if you're such an entrepreneur that you always believe that what you think is better than what other people have tried and trued, then you're probably not a good prospect for a franchisee. You probably unless you can modify that and learn to live in that environment, you're not going to be a happy and probably not a successful franchisee.
Do you agree with that? That's right. Yes, I do. You know, and one of the reasons that franchises are so successful in general is because there are tried and true business models that have worked. And the franchise expects you as the franchisee to follow that model. No deviations. They set pricing for products. They set location requirements. They set they look at you. You have to submit your income and expenses to them, your profit and loss statement, so they can look at that. What they do is they evaluate the ratio of your expenses to income. They look at individual categories of expenses. So they closely scrutinize because they have a vested interest in seeing you succeed.
Let me give you an example. There's a franchise in my area that sells ham and turkeys and one of the things they sell is chicken salad. And we love their chicken salad. And so one day we bought their chicken salad and it tasted different than the last time. And so I asked the franchisee, the owner, I said, "You changed your recipe?" And they said, "Oh yeah, the home office changed it." I said, "What's different?" And they said, "Well, we changed to a different kind of pickle that we put in this salad." And I said, "Well, I like the other kind." He said, "I do too." But he said, "I have to use this kind of pickle that they've just given me, or I lose my franchise." Now, folks, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, he had the fear of God breathed into him because of about this pickle thing. He was not going to mess around even with the pickle.
Yep.
And that's the best story I can tell anybody about how you have to follow the line with the franchise. If they tell your hamburger wrappers to wrap the hamburger first with the left hand and then with the right hand, left over right, not right over left, you have to do it that way.
Yep. Now, of course, there's the positive side. That sounds pretty negative and sounds pretty controlling. But the positive side of that is for someone who wants that independence, who wants to not be rely on that job or that company laying them, worry about them being laid off and going to the boss to ask for raises and all those sort of things, but doesn't have that real comfort, that real strong drive that makes a successful independent small businessman, then a franchise is an intermediate way to go to get at this. It's business ownership. It has a lot of independence in that you get to work your 12, 14 hours a day, 6 days, 7 days a week.
You can work your 14-hour days any part of the 24 hours you want to, can't you?
Yeah, there you go.
No, I didn't. I certainly didn't mean to make it sound negative. It's just that you have to be prepared to follow that. But the thing about it is, when you get because of that information, you didn't have to mess around for 3 years to find out that you were using the wrong pickles. These guys
exactly.
have already figured it out.
That's the point, and that's the exact point. You know, whether or not. You know, maybe Jim Glassengame doesn't like the chicken salad with that particular pickle, but tests have shown that
yep.
the majority of people would prefer it that way, and that franchisee will probably sell more chicken salad now.
Tests
you may
usually
lose
show,
Jim Glassengame.
Tests usually but, show that the rest of the world likes things differently than Jim Glassengame. There's actually a test out there for that, Russell.
Now, is that a surprise?
No, I don't think so. Hey, Russ, thank you for being here.
So.
Good job today. Businessbookpress.com. Russell Brown. Yeah, we always have fun when you're here, Russell. We'll see you next month. We're going to have our anniversary show next month.
I can't wait.
I know it. I can see that. Thanks, Russell. See you later, buddy. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Continue to seek excellence. This is Jim Glassengame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Glassengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.